You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
So I know Rocky's the Italian Stallion. What does that make Creed?
Not going there.
Really? Not going to go with the dark horse joke or something here?
What was the... what was that horse? Was it not Black... Is it Black Beauty?
Black Beauty, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's Black Beauty.
Michael Jordan is quite the looker.
Yeah.
Well, until he gets punched in the face a few dozen times.
Yeah.
Even then.
Not too bad. I mean, Tessa Thompson still loves him, so he's doing something right.
Yeah, that is correct.
But yeah, we are talking about Creed 2. I'm Ben.
JC.
Alan.
And yeah, this is the sequel to the first one. Michael B. Jordan as the son of Creed, Adonis Creed. And in this one, they're going up against the Dragos, who killed his father, which might be an Ego Montoya going on. I don't quite know.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that going on. He feels like, I guess he needs to maybe avenge the death of his father, although he doesn't quite know why he feels that need. It's really him kind of more wrestling between the, I guess not guilt, but like not knowing whether, doesn't know what kind of champion he should be, doesn't know what kind of fighter he should be, still thinks he should really embody his father's legacy or really kind of create his own, just doesn't really know where he's at.
And it's interesting, like kind of what you're saying, like, it's one of my, not to jump too quick to like thoughts on it, but it's one of my only slight issues with the movie. Like, I don't think the movie quite knows what his motivation is here either until in the first half. Like, I think the movie kind of finds its footing when he does. That might be by choice and what they're going for, but like, it's a little like, you're not quite sure like what is driving him in this fight, but that's kind of the theme of the movie, but it's a little awkward when they're kind of trying to find that motivation for him as well.
Well, sure. And I mean, let's just go with the story to start with. I mean, we kind of start off, it started off with the Dragos, right, in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Where basically you see this, like, basically tenement building in the Ukraine. You see an older Dolph Lundgren just like, all right, let me just get my dumbass kid up. Come on. Yeah. And then he just takes him out for boxing, and we see him knock the shit out of another Ukrainian gentleman. And then we just go and see Creed is getting ready for his big fight for the heavyweight championship. And, yeah, just basically we're seeing kind of some connected threads between the two. And slowly but surely, we see that after Creed wins the title, well, the Dragos are coming to America to basically challenge him. And he doesn't know at first if he should fight. And then he basically feels like he has some need to do this fight. We can get more into his motivations in a second because, as we said, it's a little bit mixed. Let's just say things go very mixed for him at best. And it's kind of a movie about, you know, him learning who he really is as a person and a fighter and what drives him and trying to, you know, get back on his feet to be the champion and the heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, it's interesting that it opens with the Dragos because you get more character development into Ivan in that opening 5 minutes than he did in the entirety of Rocky IV, which is which is fantastic. Like, he even has a couple – he has one – kind of like Heat, he has one scene – with Rocky Balboa in the restaurant, and it's just really intense, and it's a great performance from Dolph Lundgren, and yeah, you really see that he was really treated like a machine and treated extremely disposably by his country, and that's evident here.
It's one of the most interesting things about the movie. Starting off with them in Ukraine was like, whoa, like when we start there, I was like, whoa, this movie's like gonna go for it. When it was first announced, it was gonna be like a Drago thing, like months back or a year ago, everyone kind of collectively rolled their eyes. It's like, they're really going to do this. And I was nervous about that, honestly. Yeah. I didn't know if they're going to go kind of the more campy route. They keep it pretty grounded, like Creed did, like the first one with the Rocky, like, mythology, like trying to get into reality.
Yeah, we should give some background to that because Ryan Coogler didn't come back to direct this one because he's obviously busy with Black Panther, and rightfully so. And a lot of people were concerned because Creed, just like Rocky Balboa, Creed came out of the gate and surprised everyone with how great it was. I don't know if people just didn't think that Ryan Coogler had it in him, but people didn't expect quite what it was, which is my favorite movie of the year.
Me too. It was right tied with Fury Road for me. It was like, those are toss-ups.
And I thought it was a good year for film.
Yeah, and so people were rightfully concerned. You bring back Drago, that sounds like a terrible idea on paper. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you don't realize that the director's name, I think, is Stephen Caple Jr., was handpicked by Ryan Coogler. Mm-hmm. And although he's really only directed one documentary, the dude must have been handpicked by Ryan Coogler for a reason. And so, yeah, he definitely shows it here.
Yeah, definitely does a good job. And, like, the other thing is this one is written by Stallone or co-written by Stallone.
Co-written by him,
which can go either way. You know, he did write the first Rocky. He wrote some really good ones.
Yeah, he wrote some really bad ones. Balboa as well.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's the thing that you and I were talking about off mic before. Like, I mentioned today, and as I watched all the Rocky movies today except for Rocky 1 and Rocky 5, because there is no Rocky 5. people clown on Stallone for the last few years because of the Expendables, and I guess that's warranted. And Bullet to the Head wasn't great either. But, people forget, like, how great of a filmmaker he truly is. They think of him as just this big, dumb action star. But he really owns this character. And, yeah, he writes all these movies.
And he is so good in this movie, too. I mean, his first performance in this movie is literally off-screen at best, a reflection in a mirror. And just, like, the way he's delivering the lines, you're just, like, you're still Rocky. You still get that character right, where it's kind of like, he's a little bit almost Columbo at this point. But he's, like, he's like Columbo mixed with Polly, and it's kind of getting amazing.
I love his performances in Creed and this, like, those jokes that are kind of half jokes that don't really work, and he kind of remembers off, and he has these old, like, wisdoms that aren't really wise because he's, like, kind of a glug. I don't know. Like, I love him in these movies. He's great.
He's like that charming uncle that you're like, it's going to see Uncle Rock. It's going to be great. And I also have to say, Dolph Lundgren, I thought, was really good going back into Drago. He kept that kind of emotional distance and roboticness that he had in the fourth movie, you know, and his first appearance. But he actually adapted that a bit more. You kind of get some light elements of his relationship with his son just from some subtleties of the performance. And definitely, as the movie progresses, you'll see more scenes why that's important. We may get into spoilers later in the review.
And that's another testament to this director, because Dolph Lundgren's another one who's been clowned on the last few years because he makes all these terrible direct-to-video action movies. And he's not that great in any of them. Like, I was just watching and thinking, like, he's got this in him. He's had this in him the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, both Stallone and Lundgren, they're definitely clownable. They make a lot of shitty movies.
Right.
But you can't, like, you also got to give them the props when they do something.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I mean, they've been in the business forever. Lundgren, I think the first time, I can't remember which Universal Soldier it was, but it was that first comeback with him and Van Damme.
Yeah.
It's like the MMA guy directed, I forgot what it was. But, like, that one showed some touches of, like, Lundgren has, like, some darkness and depth in him.
Lundgren's always had, just elements of that. I mean, also the guy is, like, a genius. I think he's actually a PhD physicist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say, Drago's son, Victor Drago, was played by Florian Montone? I don't know.
He's probably a professional fighter somewhere.
He evidently had one other acting credit. It's not coming up here on IMDb, on Wikipedia. Sorry, guys.
He's a monster of a man, though.
But yeah, he is a very large person, and he doesn't get a lot to do. His fights are good. He shows a little bit of emotion, has some performances, but he mostly sits there fuming and angry and just, like, breathing heavily in most scenes.
It's very similar to Dolph's performance in Rocky IV. He's definitely that. Less of a robot and more of just, like, a beast in this.
I guess that makes sense.
But we should talk about, actually, Creed, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. But it's easy to dance around to everyone because there's a lot of great performances. But, yeah, Michael B. Jordan is back as Creed. And, honestly, as Adonis Creed, I think he really kind of just shows even more how Michael B. Jordan's grown as an actor, too. Because he has a lot of range he has to hit here from just, you know, pure joy to just that fighter's burning internal rage of, like, I need to do this without even knowing his drive.
Yeah, the performance is really interesting. I think really brave, too, because they do a really fascinating thing with him where they kind of make him very unlikable for, like, the first half of this movie. Like, his pride is hurt, and he's almost like he's being a big baby about it. Like, he's not communicating. He's, like, in this that anger and that rage in him. Yeah. And you get fed up with him the same way, like, Tessa Thompson's character does, his mom, even, like, Rocky. Like, there's, like, a distance he has with everyone in his life. And you kind of feel it as an audience member. Right. And it's a brave thing to do as an actor is, like, to, like, fully commit to being, like, this big baby of a man who's, like, just pouting, essentially, and see him, like, come out of that.
It didn't occur to me until just now. I'm like, I did kind of feel like, grow up, man, or, like, like, I wasn't really liking his character, and I realized it was kind of taking me out of the movie a bit, but not for very long.
I mean, that's what's interesting. It's like, it almost takes... I think the movie's doing that on purpose, which is kind of a brave thing to do as, like, with your lead character. Because he's so likable in the first one. You know, you're rooting for him so hard. And for this, like, the movie starts off with him winning the heavyweight championship belt. It kind of runs through all of Rocky II in the first, like, 6 minutes.
Right.
he does the match. He asks Tessa Thompson to marry him. That's not a big spoiler. It's, like, first...
Yeah, it's literally first 20 minutes.
It kind of runs through all that, and it's like, where do we go from here? And like,
that's another interesting thought I had, because I was like, they didn't necessarily need to blow their wad on bringing the Dragos in just yet, because the fighter that he fought to get the championship from was a fighter from the first Creed, and he was originally supposed to fight Pretty Ricky Conlon, but they had a dust up in the conference, and he had his jaw broken, so he didn't get to fight Ricky Conlon, and so you could have easily made the story that fighter becoming this big unstoppable force and following really similarly to Rocky II, and like he's going to fight somebody that he's familiar with and then bring the Dragos in for Creed III.
Exactly. They kind of ran through like Rocky II, III, and IV in this one movie.
Yeah. I can say definitely there's maybe the biggest weakness of this movie is just that the plot itself is it's kind of stuff we've seen before, kind of sped through. But I think overall the performances and definitely the cinematography pulls a lot of us out of there. I think there's many scenes where I just stopped and just said, this scene's gorgeous. Like, the pre-fight scenes where, you know, it's the entry music and all that.
Oh, man, yeah.
Gorgeous every time. The way they shot the fights, they get so up close in there and you feel so many of those blows. And not to spoil when it happens, but there is a big, like, knockdown scene where Creed gets a big knockout on a guy and just... The crowd erupted, and normally we kind of hate that at a press screening when that happens, but I was kind of like, no, I'm in this moment. I'm with you guys. Yeah. And
it's happening. That's like the third time this happened to me in a Rocky movie,
watching
it with the audience. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I would argue that the cinematography and the fights were better in Creed.
Yeah.
They're more... There was something about... It was like a breath of fresh air. It was like, oh, my God. Sure.
There was a really inventive way that Ryan Coogler... It's like the middle fight that Creed has in Creed 1.
It's that one shot.
It's one shot the entire fight because he dominates the fight. But, yeah, it's multiple rounds, but it's one shot. Follows him around. I've seen the behind-the-scenes thing.
Yeah. There's nothing quite as exciting as that.
This guy is obviously not quite as experienced as Ryan Coogler, but still pretty good.
And, like, whoever... I can't remember the cinematographer, her name, who did the first Creed... But she wasn't on this one. I think she's worked with Coogler before. But like you could feel that missing some. And then maybe with the directing, you're adding this. The pace of this drags at points. But once it... Like, I felt myself dragging a little bit with the pace at times. But once you're leading up to that fight, I felt my heart beating faster. Even in that middle fight, where like if you've seen any of the Rocky movies or any sports movie, you know what's going to happen during this fight. You know exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
But still, I felt my like heart beating and getting excited. It's like,
well, one of the things I like about the Rocky franchise is not everything feels like a given. Like Rocky didn't win Rocky 1. I mean, he won 2 and 3. But there was, you know, questions about 4. Wasn't really a fight in 5.
Yeah.
It was a draw in Balboa. Right. And then Creed didn't win.
And then Creed, it's a draw in there, yeah.
So, like, it's... I like that about this franchise.
And I mean, the thing is, I mean, no spoilers yet for the end, but I will say I very much liked how they ended the final fight and kind of what that does for all the characters, actually.
Would not have imagined in a million years the fight would have ended that way.
It's one of the things I love most about it, like... How do you end this satisfyingly? Like, everyone knows, or you know, everyone might know, but you have a feeling where it's going to go. And the movie kind of, it's like the most obvious ending there could be, but I didn't see it coming, really.
Yeah.
It makes the most sense thematically, and everyone gets it like tied up in a bow, and it's like, oh, this is like perfect.
I will say, though, my only complaint is that it didn't give us one last scene with Drago and Rocky. I really wanted Ivan and Rocky to have one last scene after that. Something in the ring or something would have been great there.
Creed 3.
Well, I do. That's where we can talk about it in the spoilers once we get there. I do have an interesting like theory as to where the franchise could go, and if it went there, I would be okay with it.
Well, sure. Well, let's get through our actual review, our scores, final scores, and then we'll move on to maybe some spoiler talk.
Cool. I'll hop off first. Like I said, Creed was one of my favorite movies the year came out. It was tied with one, The Fury Road. Just to get some context, I'd say that's Creed's probably like a 9.5 for me. I think this thing is like right up there, a very worthy sequel. It's a risky sequel. Like, I mean, it was happening and Coogler was involved. And they really went for it, and the performances are incredible. Fights are really good. I don't want to downplay them saying that fights in Creed 1 were better, because they are really good and exciting in this movie. I'll go a little under Creed, you know, not like sequels are never as good as the first. It's like the rule. There are exceptions to that rule, but this is definitely not one of the exceptions. I'd give it a solid 8.5 out of 10 training montages.
All right.
Yeah. Anytime I feel like I shoot myself in the foot a lot of times when I see a trailer like this, a movie like this, and I have such high expectations for it, and then it delivers. Like that's an even more satisfying feeling. Like I really loved it. I really love this franchise. Like I mentioned, I watched all of them today, and I couldn't have been happier doing it. I love everything about this franchise and what it brings and what it brings out of everyone in it, not just the leads, but the women in these guys' lives and the people around them. Just fantastic all around. I would give it 9 out of 10 raw eggs to drink, which didn't happen in this movie.
It didn't. I will say, yeah, I mean, Rocky has a special place in my heart. I have a big portion of my family in Philly. So definitely just Rocky's like the lifeblood of that city. It's like, yeah, this is our big thing. They actually play up a lot of that in this movie where part of the question is like, yeah, some of the stuff they only know Rocky did because of the Rocky movies where they're like, there's the Drago seeing people running up the stairs. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if that's like the lore of the world.
But I think of Rocky 3, he runs out there with a bunch of kids, or maybe it was Rocky 4. So maybe some of those kids have told people around the neighborhood.
But then it's also like, why is Adrian's restaurant so under, you know, utilized by the people of Philly if they love him so much, but then they don't go to his restaurant? Maybe his service is just bad. But no, overall, yeah, this movie's great. Going on what JC said about the women, I will say one of my favorite scenes, while we were seeing Creed himself be kind of down, was definitely as Felicia Rashad as his mother talking to Tessa Thompson as he's kind of decompressing and trying to like figure out what he's doing and like trying to do physical therapy. It's like that scene was great because those two talking is just like you get such a look inside the head of both characters, and Felicia Rashad as his mother is just like, no, I went through this with his father. This is just what happens with these people. You chose to love them. This is what you have to put up with. You just got to let him do it himself. Just be there and let him do it himself. And yeah, honestly, I think Dolph Lundgren, definitely one of his better performances in a long while. I would love to see another movie where they show up, either in another Creed or maybe we get a Drago movie, because they do lay some groundwork where a more with them could be great. I think Stallone gives probably, I mean, next to maybe Creed 1, his best performance in years, because just honestly, I felt charmed by him in every scene. It's like, just let him keep talking. Why is he out of the movie for this much of this movie?
He has it in the bag, this character. He can do it in his sleep.
Exactly. Well, he might be sleeping in some of it. I don't know. So yeah, I give it 9 out of 10 weirdly cracked concrete walls in your fancy condo. But yeah, with that, we have a little bit of time to do some spoiler talk. So JC, you had something I know you wanted to get
to. Well, you touched on it a little bit. And just like Balboa and Creed, if this is the end for this franchise, I'm good with it. It feels right. But at the same time, if you want to give me more, I'm good with that too. And if they even because in this one, I realized that Ivan Drago in Rocky IV was the villain of the movie, but it wasn't really his fault. He's at the control of his country, and then once he loses, his country abandons him. And you see a little bit of that here, and his son sees that and recognizes that, and so it does even kind of hint with one of the final shots that it could veer off into spinning off into a Drago movie. And if it were to do that, fuck yeah, bring it on.
Let's franchise it. Let's make a Rocky universe.
I gotta agree, and I do want to say, just because I guess it's a little bit of a spoiler, I did love Bridget Nielsen coming back for this movie.
Yeah,
she barely does anything, but her presence is very important to the story, and I think it was very cool for them to bring her back, because they could have easily left her out of the plot and still kind of kept the main drive of our villains.
Well, this kind of brings to the point, like, this director and these writers realize how important the women in these guys' lives are, not just the fighters themselves.
For sure.
I also want to say just one last person coming back is, I'm glad they brought Milo Ventimiglia back as his son.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I thought he was good in Rocky Balboa, even though a lot of people still gave him that shit from Heroes. But them utilizing him and not ignoring that lore,
he does
really
strangely look like Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
he does a little bit.
He has like that mouth. There's something about him. He looks like his son.
And that is one of the weird things. It never really explains why Rocky just stopped. Because in Balboa, it seemed like they mended things, and he never really talked about why they just stopped talking.
Yeah. Which kind of leads me to, I'd still like to see a sequel with that. But yeah, we got plenty of that. But yeah, with that, I think I got nothing else to add. So go see Creed 2. It's fun. It's a good action movie. And if you like Rocky, go see it.